Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, this is Charlie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Do I feel like South Carolina is a southern state?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it? Support or oppose?
If a doctor recommends it and some people have chronic issues, that obviously is, you know, I feel like opium and, you know, meds are probably not exactly a good alternative anymore, considering with the widespread addiction level that we have. So,
okay. Would you say oppose or support?
So I guess I would support it if it was, okay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. School choice gives parents the right to use tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
So I support.
Okay, thank you. And recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K through 12 child from public school and receive a $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational purposes. Do you support or oppose this program?
Wait a minute. They give them $6,000 for pulling their kid out of public school to put them in private school?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make sure I heard that correctly. I support that. I mean, obviously, every child needs, you know, has educational needs. Some are different.
Yes. Okay, thank you. And currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program? Support or oppose?
That only low-income?
No. It says, I'll read it again for you. I'm sorry about that. Only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive this scholarship through this program?
Yeah, I support all families.
Okay, thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina? More likely or less likely?
Oh, you're going to repeat that one more time.
Yes, of course. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina? More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, thank you. And do you believe bars or restaurants that unknowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone? Should or should not?
That's touchy. Should not, because at the end of the day, that unfortunately is on an individual to make that decision.
Yes. Okay, thank you. And South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed? Process works or process needs to change?
It's a tough question. Wait a minute. Say the first part again.
Yes, of course. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This usually takes 3 or 4 months process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed? So the answer it works?
If that's what they're already doing, is that right? Is that what they're already doing?
That's the question, yes. So you have process works, or do you think process needs to be changed?
Yeah, no. We need to make sure we have obviously non-biased judges.
Okay, thank you. And we're almost done, okay? If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensation the victim for their injuries?
Should not.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages? Should or should not?
Holy crap. Wait a minute. Say this question again.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll read it again. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
Oh, yeah, no, companies, yeah. Companies need to be, I mean, they're being paid, so, yeah, they need to be paying out when somebody needs it.
Should I say should or should not for you?
So, yeah, I guess, yeah, they should.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. And marketing by professional injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception on the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or has no effect on the perception of legal profession?
I don't think it's hurt anything.
Had no effect?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, thank you. And many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accident. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
Maximizing their legal fees, for sure.
Okay, thank you. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on the automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
Probably has a little effect.
Somewhat?
Yeah, I mean, if you got an attorney telling an insurance company you have to pay, then, yeah, they're driving up their costs.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential? Should or should not?
I guess it have to depend on what they need to release it for. So I guess should not. I mean, they keep their stuff to themselves.
Okay. Thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
The government should have absolutely nothing to do with a child or anybody's decision in that.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
Hold on, say that again.
What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
18 to 34.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm white.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
I'm male.
Okay, thank you.
Are they really asking people that, other?
it's just part of the survey, but you know, that completes the end of the survey. Mr. William, you have a wonderful, you know, rest of your afternoon, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.